So globally, increasing childhood DTP3 vaccination coverage led to significant decline in diphtheria incidence from under 100,000 cases in 1980 to less than 5,000 cases in 2015. But the disease continues to be endemic in countries with low DTP3 vaccination coverage, particularly in Southeast Asia. Recently, however, sporadic but indigenous diphtheria cases were reported from some Western European countries having high vaccination coverage rates. In the United States, diphtheria is now a very rare disease. Of note, from 1980, only respiratory diphtheria became reportable. The cornerstone of diphtheria treatment is equine diphtheria antitoxin, or DAT. DAT is effective against disease progression and complications if administered early in the course of the disease. Globally, availability and accessibility to DAT is now tenuous. In the United States, an FDA-licensed product has been unavailable since 1996. However, since then, for emergency treatment, an unlicensed DAT product is available from CDC under an FDA-approved investigational new drug protocol. The objective of this presentation is to describe the epidemiology of reported diphtheria cases from 1996 to 2016, including a review of toxigenic C. diphtheria isolates tested at CDC and a review of national data on DTP3 coverage. Also, we assess global sources and availability of DAT. We reviewed diphtheria cases reported to the NNDSS from 1996 to 2016. Cases with incomplete lab results were cross-checked with specimens tested at CDC. We evaluated toxigenicity of C. diphtheria isolated at CDC from 1996 to 2016, including isolates from non-reportable cases and non-human sources. We reviewed data on DTP3 or DTAP3 coverage from the National Immunization Surveys conducted from 1996. We also identified current global manufacturers and exporters of DAT through internet searches and through direct communication with known manufacturers to determine current status. From 1996 to 2016, 13 respiratory diphtheria cases, 5 confirmed and 8 probable, were reported to NNDSS. Only 2 cases were reported since 2004. Specimens from 12 of the 13 reported cases were tested at CDC. 4 cases cultured positive for C. diphtheria, but only 1 case reported in 1997 was toxin producing. 6 of 7 cases with negative culture results tested positive by PCR for diphtheria tox gene. Remaining 1 was untested by PCR. 1 specimen was not cultured, but a PCR test was weakly positive. In 1 case, no specimen was obtained for testing. The age of cases ranged from 8 months to 86 years, and over 92% of cases were 15 years of age or older. 61% of cases were females. 61% of cases were white. Cases were reported from 9 states, 2 each from California, Oregon, Nevada, New York, and 1 each from South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. That treatment was given to 5 of the 13 cases, and there was 1 fatal outcome in one case that received that very late in the course of the disease. But the vaccination status was known for 7 cases, of whom 5 reported having received the primary childhood series. Aside from reported cases, toxigenic C. diphtheria was also isolated from specimens submitted from 10 non-reportable respiratory illnesses and 1 cutaneous case with recent international travel history. Additionally, 6 equine C. diphtheria isolates were sent to CDC were confirmed as toxin-producing, with the most recent being in 2016. In the United States, childhood vaccination coverage with 3 or more doses of DTP or DTaP is sustained above 95%, while coverage with greater than 4 doses of DTP sustained at greater than 80%. Okay. For successful implementation of routine immunization programs from the 1940s and 50s, many countries have stopped producing that because diphtheria cases have declined. Since 2000, major manufacturers have ceased production, and very few countries continue to manufacture DAP for domestic use. In some countries, including the United States, we use expired DAT, periodically testing for potency. In conclusion, diphtheria is very rare in the United States, and there is sustained high childhood vaccination coverage for the past over the past 20 years. However, human and non-human circulation of toxigenic C. diphtheria is still occurring. Given the possibility of importation from countries with endemic diphtheria, it is critical to ensure that high routine vaccination continue and to ensure accessibility and availability of that for treatment. Thank you very much. Thank you.